I guess talking to Alan Lomax.
Don't tune
somebody
to hear harmonica.
Alan Lomax. I don't hear much good blues out of white people.
Blow a chord for us.
White people don't have the blues.
Huh? Blow a chord for us, because we're in different places here.
We're gonna try to have the blues.
What I know about a harmonica is you can't be in tune unless you're in tune with it. We rarely are, but we try.
I got really interested in trying to play the banjo in sort of blues settings, so. Largely from watching John Jackson years ago. He's doing a job in Delaware where we went on a picnic. We went on this train somewhere, and I had a banjo with me, and I asked John if he'd play the banjo. He says, I can't play the banjo. And then he took the banjo and played some of the most amazing blues banjo that I'd ever heard for about an hour.
What he meant was he couldn't play it for 2 hours.
Pardon?
Chord blues banjo?
I don't think so.
I think a little. I think he has a little on.
Really?
We got the harmonica came along largely in part because, actually there was a piece we did with the Canova family. It was a Wobak Buck that wouldn't work without it. But then I broke a couple of fingers and we thought maybe if I could stay a member of the band, I might try something where I didn't need too many fingers.
It was play the harmonica or out.
Really under the gun.
Well, he wanted to do the spoons, you know, but we broke his other fingers.
This is from Gus Cannon.
The Georgia pleaded, the clerk he wrote it. The clerk he wrote it, not indeed, Lord. The judge he pleaded, the clerk he wrote it down. With this jail sentence, you must be Nashville bound. Some got 6 months, some got one solid. Some got one solid year indeed, Lord. Some got 6 months, some got one solid year. Oh, me and my buddy, oh, got a lifetime here. Let me go to bed indeed, Lord, to fix my supper, and let me go to bed. I'm drinking white lightning, or gone to my head. judge, he pleaded.
What did he say?
Clerk, he wrote it. The clerk, he wrote it. Down in Needle, the judge, he pleaded. The clerk, he wrote it down. Oh, this jail sentence, you must be Nashville bound.
Thank you.
We better finish with a couple.
We're going to tune up to A, otherwise we won't have time to honor those requests. And I like that song, Richmond, so I'll do that. And whatever else it was
Craig
needed to tune up
for. The last half hour over here.
That's true. That did slow down, didn't it? I got 5 on my watch. Is that right?
Pardon? The judge, he pleaded. The clerk, he wrote it. The clerk, he wrote it down, indeed, Lord. Down
indeed.
Indeed.
It's the phrasing is awkward, but he wrote it down. Indeed, he did.
Richmond and
Viola Lee Blues from Gus Cannon's Jug Stompers.
Well, we know there's some classes going. We're going to do 2 things pretty quick, maybe just 1. Thank you for coming and listening. And
we want to do Richmond then. Unlike most of the things in old time music that we learn, the source for this is not dead. But he's been around a good long time, and fortunately, he's in real good shape still. He's in between our generation and our primary source generation, but he's one of the musicians that I think kicked off the whole movement of new interest in old-time rural music, and that's Tom Paley. And I think it was in the 1950s or early 60s that he came across a text from an old farmer's almanac or journal or some publication of the 1800s after the Civil War that had this broadside called Richmond is a Hard Road to Travel. And it was to the tune of Jordan Am a Hard Road to Travel that Uncle Dave Macon and many others have done. But the words are quite incredible, and I hope I can get through them at this point of the week. It's a bit like trying to sing Gilbert and Sullivan lyrics. And if I can't say Gilbert and Sullivan, I don't know if I can say the lyrics. We'll try.
We'll do our Gilbert and Sullivan set later today.
Would you like to hear my song? I'm afraid it's rather long. Of the famous on to Richmond double trouble. Of the half a dozen trips and the half a dozen slips and the very latest bursting of the bubble. 'Tis pretty hard to sing and like a rolling ring. It's a dreadful knotty puzzle to unravel. Though every paper swore when we touched Virginia shore that Richmond was a hard road to travel. So pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Richmond is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. First, McDowell, bold and gay, set forth the shortest way by Manassas in the pleasant summer weather. But unfortunately ran on a stone, a foolish man, and he had a rocky journey altogether. He found it rather hard to ride a Beauregard, and Johnson proved a deuce of a bother. 'Twas clear beyond a doubt that he didn't like the route, and a second time would have to try another. So pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Manassas is a hard road to travel.
hold Manassas, gave his fits and Bull Run, made us grieve, cause Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe. Then Lincoln said to Pope, you can make the trip, I hope I will save the universal Yankee nation. To make sure of no defeat, I'll acknowledge a retreat, and I'll issue a famous proclamation. But that same dreaded Jackson, this fellow laid us wax on and made him by compulsion a seceder. And Pope took rapid flight from Manassas' second fight, 'twas his very last appearance as a leader. So pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, the Stonewall is a hard road to travel. Pope did his very best but was evidently sold, 'cause Richmond is a hard road to travel, I am told. Oh, pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, Richmond is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve, Richmond is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Struggling that with the tune in mind?
Train on the Island.
Oh.
I don't know. Some Luther Davis.
Couple of places.
Yeah, actually. The tune from Luther Davis, the words from someone else.
Was it Nestor?
Jacob? Yeah, maybe Nestor and Edmonds. But the tune definitely from Luther Davis. Who would not exactly approve of the way we do it, because we are playing the tune and singing it, and that's something he did not hold with. But
there we go.
Thank you.
Me and my gal, we fell out. It might be for the best. Babe, I can't roll the wheel. Train on, yawning, don't you hear it blow. Run and tell the true love I'm sick and I can't go. Thank you much for.
Thank you, folks.
That was a real great way to end up our 3 o'clock sessions. I'd like to take this one last chance to publicly thank all the instructors that have been on staff this week. They've all done an incredible job keeping everybody happy. Okay, John Lilly tells me he's got some Augusta Festival flyers and Fall Old Time Week flyers, and I'm sure you can take some of these home with you to wherever you live.